Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. The National Women's Show. I got to be honest. I was looking through the website and I'm thinking, you know what? My wife and I make a weekend of it. I hang back 2-3 feet, but I carry the bag because it looks like a pretty darn good weekend.
It's a great weekend. Lots of fun. Over 200 exhibitors at the BMO Center. Lots of fun for women and men if they want to tag along. but it's really, really, we make it the ultimate weekend out.
Yeah, Canada's Ultimate Girls' Day Out. It's happening at Stampede Park, Saturday 10 to 6 and Sunday 10 through 5. That's April 5th and 6th. There really is a little something for everybody, including fashion, health, beauty, wellness. Should we start with the Beauty Lounge?
Sure. It's lots of free makeovers. I think that's kind of the key for us is we really want to make it kind of an easy, carefree weekend where women don't have to worry about anything. So it's free makeovers presented by students of MC College. So there's, you know, mini hair makeovers. You can get your nails done. You can get a little massage. So a little bit of everything there.
Paint nights are all the rage these days. You've got a little paint workshop going on through the weekend.
We do. That's totally new this year. Kensington Art is bringing some painting workshops all weekend long, so people can sign up for hour-long workshops and, you know, spend an hour painting and then spend the rest of the day at the show, which is kind of fun.
Make your way over to the pet fashion show. As soon as I saw the picture, I was like, "Oh!"
For sure, for sure. I mean, who doesn't love little animals? And what's even better than little dogs and cats dressed up in cute little clothes?
Are you giving this a run-through before you actually have the fashion show the day of? Because I can only imagine what it's like walking pets down a little runway with fancy little outfits and owners going, "Look, we just need to calm down and get through this. Then we can go outside and play."
For sure, but that makes it even more cute.
That's
right?
So true, I mean, right?
You know.
Yeah, you wait for that viral moment.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, they kind of like do their own thing. They have a handler, but at the same time, you know, dogs and cats have their own minds.
Now, I know you've got a bunch of fashion shows planned throughout the weekend. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about the Indigenous fashion shows.
Yeah, so we really try and bring a little bit of everything for everybody. And while we have other fashion shows, we wanted to really have a bit of a focus on Indigenous fashions. I think there's something really special about trying to, first of all, support Indigenous businesses and highlight what they're doing. And what better way to do that than something that women love, which is clothing. So they're bringing their clothes, and I think it's going to be really something special.
Is it a specific designer or a bunch of different designers?
So we've got C. Lysias Designs.
Oh, okay.
She's an indigenous entrepreneur who is also a fashion designer, and this is kind of her baby, and she's really got some special clothes, like really special. And the other thing about it is, you know, obviously Canadian made. We've got a real focus with this event on Canadian-made products and things that are just really local. We wanted to support local businesses. So there's not a lot of things outside of Canada, not to say there's nothing outside of Canada, but there really is a focus on that, support Canada, support local businesses. So we're really trying to be supportive of that as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Got those elbows up. Is there any other highlights you'd like to share?
First of all, it's a jam-packed schedule on the main stage. We have Clairvoyant Kim Dennis, who, you know, does her thing on connecting people with their loved ones who have passed to the other side, for people who believe in that. We have the male dancers, who we love. We've got a burlesque performance, which is really, really cool, by Burlesque Burn. So that's something really cool and different that you're not going to see somewhere else. We have Aaliyah G, who is a content creator in Calgary, who's going to do like a spring wardrobe kind of tips and fashion for women. So lots of different things. And aside from that, if someone's looking for something more serious on our Life and Learning stage, we have a ton of different kinds of like more informative presentations happening from our exhibitors, which is kind of cool.
Chatting with Lisa Spodek from the National Women's Show. It's coming up at Stampede Park, April 5th through the 6th, the Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 through 5. I'm guessing the website is the best place to go for all the details. What is the cost for stuff?
So the website, just so you know, is nationalwomenshow.com.
Yeah.
Tickets are $12, $14 at the door, all inclusive, taxes in. So yeah, I mean, it's a fair price, I think, for people who are just looking for a great day where, you know, most women have a lot on their heads, you know, lots of things to do with kids and
yeah,
work,
lots
and
on the
home.
Mind. And this is a nice way to escape for a weekend, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. It's kind of a, you don't have to think at all. kind of day.
And spring is in the air, so get some friends together and make a weekend out of it. It's the National Women's Show, Canada's ultimate girls' day out. For full details, go to nationalwomenshow.com. Lisa, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was great talking with you.